I speak this morning in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. Well, we go right back to the beginning this morning. In that first reading that Leslie shared with us, we go right back to the start. Our first reading from the book of Genesis reminds us of something, and it's a theme that continues. It echoes through this liturgy and through our lives and through Scripture. Our first reading reminds us that all creation, all life, our life, begins in watery chaos. The waters of the deep are a turmoil. They're chaos. They're inhospitable, uninhabitable. And then the Holy Spirit shows up. Then the breath, the Spirit, the Hebrew word that we're trying to translate there is a great one. And it's really fun to say. Breath or Spirit is Ruach. The Ruach of God blows over the surface of that churning, chaotic, disordered, inhospitable water, and it imposes new order, new purpose, new possibilities for life and growth. And our minds go to that whole creation story. And the whole creation story you can imagine as God using the Holy Spirit to push back the chaos of those primordial waters to give us a safe place to grow and to live. He's preparing the way. He's preparing a safe place to create us. And why? Well, really the only answer to that is because God wanted somebody to love. The Holy Spirit shows up. And new life comes out of water and chaos through the power of the Spirit. And when you're looking for it, you see that in Scripture, this kind of thing happens all the time. Water, chaos, Spirit shows up, new life opens up, new possibilities are revealed, new futures are opened up. This kind of thing happens all the time in Scripture. The community of Israel, God's people, called to lead the world back to Him, the community of Israel is born in watery chaos. After the escape from Egypt, the people of Israel, all of them, are in a dire spot. They're trapped between the Red Sea and a whole lot of Egyptian soldiers who are chasing them and are all in very bad moods. And then in that chaos, trapped beside that threatening water, then the Holy Spirit shows up. The Ruach of God. I love saying that word. The Ruach of God shows up. And that Spirit pushes back the water, the threatening, chaotic, inhospitable water. And the people walk through a wall of water on their left and a wall of water on their right, but they walk straight through. The people are saved from that chaotic, threatening situation. And most importantly, God's rescue mission for the world, God's plan to redeem the lost human race, God's mission to bring us all back to Him through these people, Israel, that continues. It doesn't die, despite the best efforts of the king of Egypt. This kind of thing happens all the time in Scripture. Out of water and chaos, the Holy Spirit shows up and brings forth new life. Jesus' ministry, we read this morning in the account of His baptism in the Jordan River. Jesus' ministry begins in water and chaos, both. The water of the Jordan River, where Jesus comes to be baptized by John in the baptism of repentance. And that might be kind of puzzling to us, Jesus undergoing a baptism of repentance, because of course, He had nothing to repent from. But this is more like a national repentance, a community repentance. not just individuals confessing misdeeds. This repentance, this baptism of John, this is Israel acknowledging that she's not lived up to the calling of God. It's just been too hard. There's too many things stacked against them. This is Israel asking, pleading for God to reach into that tragedy of her failed vocation, to touch that and heal it and redeem it. That's what Jesus enters into. Jesus enters into the Jordan in solidarity with his people and in compassion for the disorder and chaos of their community life. And once again, water, chaos, Holy Spirit is on the scene. The Holy Spirit makes the scene again. The Holy Spirit rips open heaven, comes down and descends on Jesus and affirms Jesus in his real identity and empowers him. It launches him into his powerful ministry of healing and deliverance. Once again, the Spirit shows up, brings new life out of chaos so that God's mission can proceed. Kind of thing happens all the time in Scripture. And it happens all the time in our lives too. Our life of discipleship, your discipleship and mine, our lives in God, in the church, begin in water and chaos. They begin in the water of baptism. That's where it all starts. They begin in the chaos of our crazy, mixed-up human world and our equally crazy, mixed-up, conflicted human hearts. Our hearts, that when we look into them, seem so tragically full of desire for goodness and capacity for selfishness all at the same time. Our ministry begins in the water of the baptismal font and in the confusion and chaos of the worlds that we're born into. And once again, it happens. Once again, that biblical theme, water, disorder, the Holy Spirit shows up to lead into new life. The Holy Spirit shows up in baptism. And out of the disorder of our lives as individuals and communities, the Holy Spirit invites us into something radically new. A whole new kind of community, a whole new kind of way of being together and being human. A community unlike any other in the whole world. This community. A community based not on common interests or backgrounds, a community based only and exclusively on our experience, yours and mine, of the grace of Jesus and the forgiveness of our sins and the invitation into something new. We're invited by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is making new life here, and we're invited into it. We're invited into a new kind of community, a new way of being, a community characterized by forgiveness instead of fractiousness, a community characterized by compassion instead of competition. I like to think of the Holy Spirit out there holding back the waters of the world for us, just for a little while, holding back all that hyper-competitiveness and conflict and giving us this safe place right in here to try something new. We're like the people of Israel walking through that sea, and the Spirit is opening up that new place for us and inviting us into a whole new kind of life. This kind of thing happens all the time. And the thing that makes it go is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that was present at creation, the Spirit that pushed back the waters of the Red Sea, the Spirit that descended on Jesus and filled him with holy power, that Spirit is right here, right now. That Spirit will descend today on Gwyneth Gibson as we baptize her this morning. That Spirit has descended on you, and it's descended on me in our own baptisms, and it pulls us together. Spirit's here. Happens all the time if we're looking for it. Sometimes when we think of the Holy Spirit descending on someone, we think of spectacular experiences, like speaking in tongues and spontaneous healing and John Belushi doing back handsprings down the aisle of the church at the beginning of the Blues Brothers. And sure, the Spirit can do all that stuff and more. But that's not the Spirit's main purpose. The purpose of the Spirit is what it's always been. The purpose of the Spirit is to further God's mission in the world. The purpose of the Spirit is and always has been to continuously widen and widen the circle of people who are brought under the embrace of Christ, the circle of people who are brought into a community of forgiveness and compassion, to broaden that circle until one day everybody will be inside and no one will be left outside. That's what the Spirit's up to. If that takes speaking in tongues so that everybody can understand, that's what the Spirit will do. If that takes someone doing back handsprings down the church aisle, that's what the Spirit will do. If it takes helping you and me find ways to show out there the truths that we embrace in here, that's what the Spirit will do. If it takes giving each one of us courage to proclaim God's love to people who don't know it, that's what the Spirit will do. And that is what you've been equipped to do, and that's what little Gwyneth will be equipped to do as well. Because the Spirit's here, right now. The Spirit is here in our Scripture, in our liturgy, in our lives. The Spirit is here doing what the Spirit always does, taking chaos, imposing order, opening up new futures that we can hardly even imagine for ourselves, new ways of living. The Spirit's here making sure that the mission of God to bring the world back to Himself continues in you and in me. The Spirit is here. It'll descend on Gwyneth. The Spirit is here. Come, Holy Spirit. Widen the circle of God's kingdom. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of all your faithful people and kindle in us the fire of your love. In Jesus' name, Amen.